Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, 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 hello.
Welcome back. Hope you're all very, very well.
Yes.
And happy Easter.
Oh, it's Easter, isn't it?
It is Easter.
It's come out on Good Friday.
It does.
Bloody bank holiday, and there's me grafting away. Eh? I hope I'm getting double time for this.
We're doing this on Wednesday. I love Easter.
No, man. We're doing it Good Friday.
Oh, sorry. Double, it's live. We did it this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Even when Jesus isn't working, I'm working. So, you know, don't take that to mean that I'm better than Jesus, but, you know, the writing's on the wall of the cave.
My dad was telling me the other day that apparently Jesus had a brother.
Right.
And a fully blown, and a wife and everything.
Well, there was the mayor. I mean, we are. We are diving straight into Jesus patter on Good Friday.
Yeah.
There was the Mary Magdalene thing, wasn't there? Wasn't she his lass? She was his lass.
Wasn't she not the prostitute?
Yeah, but people got to marry someone. So that was his lass.
I didn't realise that was his lass. I didn't know judgment.
Sure, it was his lass. Well, she knocked around with him. Maybe he was just, you know.
Chris, do you know what's really embarrassing?
What?
I went to a Catholic school all through my entire childhood. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you any of the stuff that happened. If I'm talking, we learn about it a lot. You know, when they're like, you don't do much stuff about, you do. There's loads.
Right.
I can't remember any of it.
In what scenario were you and your dad just having a chat and he randomly happened to tell you that Jesus had a brother and a wife?
Because I was debating about my Catholicism. And my dad's not even Catholic.
Right.
But he said he there's somebody who, I think it's, oh gosh, I really don't want to get this wrong, and I'm going to get it wrong.
We've already got loads wrong right. So far. If you're listening to this expecting religious facts,
no.
You're a maniac, you're on the wrong podcast.
Well, my dad's one of them my dad's like really intelligent, even though he's kind of...
We've talked about him before, he's pub quiz champion.
Yeah, but... And
it's
so
like a job. He wins so often at the pub quiz, it's almost an income.
He will talk you to death with facts, right? And he was just chatting about this thing that he'd read or listened to, and it was this bloke, and he was saying that Catholicism, there's more sort of like evidence of it than a lot of other stuff. And you know when you're like, oh, dad, man, I'm already battling with it. It's really hard being married to an atheist.
Right.
You are an atheist.
I'm not an atheist. Listen.
What?
If I die and there's pearly gates, I'll be the first one on my knees apologising. Don't you get that twisted. Are you crazy?
You think I'm
standing outside the pearly gates going, well, explain chimps then? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean, I was joking. Was I not a comedian? I got you though, didn't I? JC, I fucking got you. Eh? Where's your dad? Get him as well. Yay. Got you. Right. Where's my cloud?
Made of marshmallows.
What number cloud am I? What do I dial for room service? I mean, it'll...
Oh, don't, man.
Oh,
I'm really
away.
Struggling with it.
Straight away.
Really struggling.
Can I get... Right, just the whole thing about seeing all your family again. Not okay with that. All the dead family. Keep them somewhere. Can I go to a different bit? Maybe with new, cool people. Not the dead family.
Like the adult area.
Don't want
on holiday.
To see them.
They'd have a special place for atheists.
Yeah.
And it would just play this music on loop going, told you so, told you so, told you so.
Told you so. Oh, well, we've all got that to look forward to. So, guys, you'll not believe it. It's episode 212.
It is.
212. The motherfucking 212. Yes, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for believing in us. As we believe in you on this Good Friday.
I don't know what I believe in anymore, Chris.
I told you, man, I'll be the first one to knock all that on the head. Eh? Pissing on Darwin's grave to let me into the Purdy Gate. Listen, it's episode 212.
I don't think you're taking it seriously enough how much I'm struggling with it.
Oh, I think it's because I don't care.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think it's because I don't care. What are you struggling with?
Basically, Rafe isn't christened. Robin's christened. Oh, okay. Rafe isn't. Okay. And I'm struggling with me Catholicism, but I don't want one to be done and not the other.
That's called hedging your bets. We've done a very clever thing there. That's called hedging your bets.
No, but then right? You know they're going to get older. So Rafe's going to be like, why wasn't I christened?
Right. Okay. And I'm going to say I'll go, do you want to be christened? Oh, no. I'll tell him exactly why. And you can record this and we can keep this. Mm-hmm. Robin was christened. Rafe, I'll tell you why you weren't christened. Because it was COVID. And priests were christening people with fucking super soakers. It was mental, mate. Absolutely mental. No chance were you getting christened. And then if he turns around and he wants to be religious, he can get baptized or whatever.
Well, yeah. I know, but I just...
What if anything happens? Well, what do you mean?
You weren't brought up a Catholic. You don't understand what it's like.
Okay. If there is an omnipotent, all-powerful God, happens to Rafe before he is christened, uh-huh, when he's not young enough to choose, then they'll let him in anyway.
You don't know that.
Oh, they're going to go, Rafe, now, all he can fucking say is minions. Excuse me, we can't, just checking the list here. You're not quizzing, minions. Oh, I'm afraid. Hell, you go. There you go. Don't worry, minions is on loop. Is on loop in there as well.
You can say crisps as well. Crisps.
Don't be so ridiculous.
It's, Chris, you don't understand. It's really, really odd anyway.
Listen, I'll christen him. Great. I'll do it. Don't you worry about it. Right? It's fine. Now listen, right? From religion and science to even more science.
Okay.
Are you ready for this week's lucrative sponsor?
I am.
This will cheer you up.
Oh, great.
Total U-turn here in a different direction. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This week's sponsor is, it's another invention, Chris Ramsey's Erection Protection.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Exotic.
Hey, are you, see if you can see what it's about.
Right. I think it's about protecting the erection, if I'm...
In what way?
From... like swords and that.
Swords. We've been going too religious. You've gone all medieval, haven't you? There's knights and stuff.
I'm medieval.
Chris Ramsey's Erection Protection. Hey, are you laying in bed all wrong because of your schlong?
Oh, jeez.
Eh? Eh? Are you morning sick of your dick?
Someone's had a bit of time in the office, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's just half a day. Not sleeping good because of your wood.
Wood.
Yeah. Not getting a great slumber because of your lumber. American word for
nice.
Wood.
Nice.
Is your morning gory in fear of becoming gory?
Because you
might roll over on it and like burst out or snap it or something, yeah. Is your nap crap because of your chap?
Wow.
Yeah. And is your sleep a bit... Dodger because of your dodger.
That got really, really, really lazy towards the end.
Might not have been a full half day. Then you need Chris Ramsey's patented erection protection to solve all of these problems. A very simple structure. It goes around the penis and groin area.
Yeah.
And you just roll up on it like a little speed bump rather than having to sort of bend your knob in one direction and try to get back to sleep with morning glory. $50.
Right, why is everything in dollars?
Yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't buy it if it was from America. No one in England will buy it.
All right, then.
You get shipping fees.
Right.
What? I don't have a penis. Is it painful? Right.
First of all, you're selling yourself short. You've got a lovely penis. don't be modest. Don't ever be modest on this podcast. You've got a massive penis. Now,
don't tell me.
Genuinely, fellas, all the fellas out there listening, it's not... It's not fun if you wake up and you've got morning wood and then you're trying to get back to sleep. So oftentimes, you know, you'll get up with Rafe, but I'll kind of wake up slightly and then you'll go downstairs.
You never wake up.
I do wake up. I just pretend I'm not awake until you've left the room.
Great.
And then I'll roll over. But sometimes it's hard to get comfortable because you've got all kinds going on. Sorry. Boxer shorts or something.
What? Little hard on keeping you up with it, eh?
Average sized hard on keeping me awake, yes. slightly more than average. Bit of a grow not a shower. I would say.
Yeah.
Tiny when it's... I've never seen a big one
when it's soft yet.
Well, now they're called showers. And I'm surprised you haven't seen them because the fellas have got them are whipping them out left, right and centre.
Well, hence why I've probably not seen them.
Helicoptering that. Because you're religious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Avert thy gaze.
Awful. I watched a really good TikTok video about this. It was this lass, and she had like a tape measure. Mm-hmm. And you know how people go on about the size of penises and stuff, and like, oh my God, what size is it? Like, she showed, she was like, this is 8 inches.
Yeah.
She's like, this is 8 inches. And then she was saying about the size of like a vagina and all that kind of stuff, or a bumhole, wherever you like it.
Yeah.
And she was just saying, like, she was like, this is not healthy. It's not. And then she's like, 10 inches. She's like, no, no, no.
I think I saw a clip of that.
It was very interesting. Yeah. I thought, yeah, absolutely not. Get away.
Interesting or mucky. You be the judge. Shall we play a bloody Good Friday jingle?
Oh, let's.
It's exactly the same as all the other jingles, by the way. There you go.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hello, 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 hello. Now, other than struggling with your Catholicism, how are you?
I'm all right, you know.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Feeling good.
Feeling Eastery.
Feeling fresh.
Yeah.
Please define Eastery. Just wanting some chocolate.
I've already ate two of the kids' Easter eggs.
Yeah, that has happened. Yeah.
Little ones.
You showed them the Easter eggs that you bought them, and then they went to bed and two of them were eaten.
Yeah, so I will have to replace them. One of them was regretfully from Robin's teacher.
Excellent.
From school. So I'm going to have to replace that and also forge her writing.
Brilliant.
To...
Brilliant. That's terrible.
I know.
My mum and dad are coming around tomorrow to drop off the Easter eggs. So...
Yeah, and your cat's got one for them both.
Right.
So God. They've got a good little collection.
You should be out. They'll forget.
I might not even bother getting them one, to be honest with you.
Why not?
I think it's too many, isn't it?
It's a lot.
There's a lot. Like, seriously? Yeah. Our kids aren't the kind of kids that will leave them. We've talked about this loads.
Yeah, they'll not save them.
They'll never save them. They'll eat them till they die. They'll want them within like 3 days of getting them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or we can make cakes with them.
I've told you in the past, I used to have to give mine away.
Couldn't eat them all. That is just...
I get so angry every time.
Honestly, I know hate's a really strong word. I hate people who don't eat all their Easter eggs. I hate them. Hate it. Hate going to people's houses. And it'll be November. And you sat there and you go, oh, you got anything sweet? And they'll go, have a look. And they'll bring out 3 Easter eggs. They'll go, these are from Easter, but I think they'll be fine. You go, what's wrong with your kids?
Well, we discovered the other day.
Weird.
We discovered the other day that Robin's exactly the same as you were, because people were around the other night and they ate some of your sweets and he went to bed fucking screaming.
So,
like getting dragged up the stairs. They're my fucking sweets, you can't fight us all.
It's basically the Halloween tub.
Yeah.
The Halloween tub that we just, whenever we get sweets or anything, we just kind of put them in there, like party bags and all that. Yeah. All the sweets go in there. I'm not a big fan of sweets. And I don't think you are. Like lollies and jellies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not that bothered. I'm much more chocolate and all that kind of stuff. And me mum and Kate and Steph were around the other night. We'd had a drink. We'd had risotto with scallops, didn't we? They were lovely.
Yep.
And you were out. And Robin...
Big bit of Russian roulette with your guts there. Homemade scallops.
Oh, they were bloody lovely.
Ah, you had a couple and I got
scared. Big up Latimer's.
Yeah.
Latimer's at Whippin. Gorgeous.
Amazing, but it's not them. It's your level of cooking them that I was worried about. But carry on.
Great. So... my mum, and obviously they were all just like, you got anything sweet? And I was like, oh, I think we've got the sweet ball. So I got it out. And Robin, he was on his iPad in the other room. He's like, what are you doing with them? I was like, they just want a couple of sweets. I was like, we won't eat them all. He ate them all.
Of course he did.
Taking them up to bed. He was literally crying, going up the stairs.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, when he does that thing, when he kind of like jumps around and kicks the air.
Yeah,
You've ate all my sweets.
Yeah.
I was very proud of him, though, because he didn't actually say anything to them.
Right, he just said it to you.
He just said it to me.
That's quite good.
Which I was like, that's... We've taught him something, which is quite good.
I went in the screen.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, but no, he very much was just like, good night, good night, good night. Kiss and cuddle, good night. And then up the stairs going, the bear on me, sweet. So we're going to have to replace some of them.
Wouldn't know about sweets, mate. I've cut out the sugar, Anna.
Oh, yes.
Cut out the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Pious. Me. Pious, pure.
I hate that word.
I know. I haven't really caught the sugar. I'm not eating.
You're just eating protein bars, which still have sugar in.
Yeah, they've got sugar. They've got quite a lot of sugar in, but not as much as a Twix. But I was bad. I was like Twixes
and
cupcakes every day. I don't look as ill, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't have, I mean, I've got bags under my eyes still because I've got kids, but I don't have big black circles anymore.
That is true, actually. You used to just buy a birthday cake for fun.
Yeah, yeah, we've talked about this. I was in a bar the other day and there was a lady sitting across from me and my mate, and she just was like, "Hey, hello," and just started chatting. Mm. And she went, "Hey, you've lost loads of weight." Mm. She said to me, she went, "You've lost loads of weight. You look really good." I went, "No, I haven't lost loads of weight. I'm just at home more now. I'm not touring constantly. Mm. I'm eating vegetables and that. I have a vegetable now and then." And I know, even though I've got kids, I actually get to bed at a decent time.
Yeah.
And I'm not living in service stations. Yeah. I actually feel a bit more like normal, like a normal boy. I feel like a real boy.
A real boy? Yeah. No, it's true. I totally get you.
But yeah, I was joking. I'm absolutely not cutting out the sugar. Congratulations, Vikan. I absolutely could not do that. I think I'd pass out.
No, I know. Well, my mum's already told me the other day that sweeteners are really bad for you.
Yeah.
So
I'm down to one sweetener though. Me.
Well, I'm going to try that as well. Mm. We have two sweeteners in my coffees. But then she was, you better off having a spoonful of sugar.
Oh, I was like, God.
Really? Seriously, really?
This is the woman who gave our fucking son a handful of Pringles at 8 a.m. You know, Carl has about 6 sweeteners.
What?
If he's in the house on his own, he'll have about 6 sweeteners. But then if he's with me, he'd be like, "Oh, you're here, so I'll just have 4.
4 sweeteners?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I think 2's quite strong.
I told you how many, Bob Mortimer, comedy legend.
Oh, yeah.
I told you how many sugars he used to have.
I said that on the podcast. I think so.
He told me. It's out there. It's in his book and loads of stuff.
Oh, is it?
He used to have 18 sugars in his tea.
Nah.
18 sugars. I mean, that's a Red Bull.
Chris, that's a cake. That's
cup
that's
of cake,
like,
please.
Yeah, if you think 4 ounces of sugar, it's probably, is that about 4 ounces of sugar? It's not far off, you know.
It's a lot.
18 teaspoons.
18 teaspoons of sugar I used to have. He told us when we were doing Saturday Kitchen.
Holy shit.
I think he put a couple in. I was like, "Oh, I don't." He was like, "My mum used to let us have 18. And I'm waiting for the punchline because Bob Mortimer is hilarious. And he was just like, "No, yeah." And I was like, fuck.
So he still does? Did he?
No,
did you see him?
No. No, I was with him when he told us. I was on Sunday brunch. But no, he definitely still does not have that many. But I think he's still got a sweet tooth like.
Right.
But yeah.
Bloody hell.
Oh, gotta be careful. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Something's happening at the minute.
Something's happening.
This is not a serious thing. But I can't.
That sounded like the beginning. It sounded like a Netflix advert for a dystopic. Something's happening.
Something's happening. I love
everywhere.
Oh.
They're in our homes.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
I would watch that.
I've got no. you're already hooked. I haven't got a bit at the end, sorry.
You're going to think this is ridiculous.
Something's happening at the minute. Okay,
so
what
I've
is
made
it?
A new email address.
Fuck me.
Finally.
Been busy, yeah?
No.
Snowed under. Oh, hey, you're lucky we did the podcast this week, guys. Just been busy making a new email address. Oh, God.
A work email address, because I've never had one.
Yeah.
So all of my work stuff goes to my normal address. So sometimes I delete work things when I'm trying to just tidy up my inbox.
Well, I've said it before, your inbox is normally 150 unread emails.
Horrendous, because it's just my personal email.
It's horrific.
Well, I'm sorry. Every time you buy something, you put your email address in, they start emailing you for the rest of your life.
Yes,
it's disgusting.
That is fair. Yeah.
So I finally made a work email after 4 years. I need to send it to everybody at our management company.
Right.
I'm just really embarrassed. And I don't want to put...
You're embarrassed?
Is that silly?
Yeah.
I need to CC everyone in, but then who do I CC in?
Everyone.
Everyone
who emails you. Well, not everyone, but everyone who emails you.
Oh, what do I say? Got a new email.
Yes.
Here it is.
Is this it? Are you wasting... What are you embarrassed for? Are you wasting time and thought on this? You're wasting electronic impulses in your brain on this shit.
Yeah, what's
send
wrong
email.
With this?
You're all right, guys. Just streamlining. All my stuff goes to me... personal email. I'm sick of missing emails, so in an effort to never miss any email from any of you lovely people again, this is your new one. Please only contact us for work stuff on this one.
Right, okay.
And then a nice close up picture of your fanny and bum hole at the end. Industry standard, you've got to do it. You haven't had a work email before, but this is it. Nice close up, high res. Include, and you know when your iPhone goes actual size or small? Actual size, 5 meg or whatever. Bum hole and fanny, close up. And send. And that's how everyone does it. That's how everyone does it.
Okay, I'll be sure to. That's all I needed. All I needed was just a structure of the email.
That's it. You know, I'm an old pro.
But why does it feel weird? What's wrong with this? I've had it for 2 weeks.
Yes.
I haven't done it.
Psycho. What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I'll do it today. I promise you. Look me in the eyes.
Yeah.
Get me camera.
Yeah. Don't use the selfie camera because it's not as good. You've got to use the other one.
Yeah.
So I do find in the past, I do find that squatting over a mirror helps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So I went out the weekend, didn't I? Two nights on the belt.
Dirty,
I actually had a full day on Friday, didn't I? I mean, my mate went up to Newcastle, had a few beers, had some steak, and then had a full night out. Yeah. And then on Saturday, I did stand-up again at the Customs House in South Shields. First stand-up I've done for a year, apart from the odd corporate gig, and also first actual new jokes that have come out of my mouth in front of an audience since 2019.
Do you want to tell them why you did it?
Because I felt like I couldn't do stand-up anymore. And I was having dreams.
Thought he'd lost his magic stand-up power.
I was having dreams. Do you know what, like, everyone, you know, you have the, when you were a kid, you had the turning up at school naked. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, if you're an adult, you have the turning up at work naked, or you turn up and you can't do your job. I have been having anxious dreams where I'm on stage and I can't. And someone's like, oh, you've got to do an hour of new stuff, all your new. And I'm like, I've got nothing. Yeah. And I've just stood there. Fuck.
I do it with I'm doing a play or something and I don't know the lines and it's the day of and I'm like, why don't I know them? It's something to do with something, anxiety, something.
Yeah, I've had them in the past where I'm on stage at a massive event and I've got a guitar and they're like, 3, 2, 1, and I'm like, I can't play the guitar! Get this off us now! I can't!
Wouldn't it be lovely if in your dreams you could just do shit that you can't do?
I think you can't. I think, isn't it? Well, is that?
Do you just not remember them?
No, no.
Do you just remember the harrowing ones?
Lucid dreaming. People who can control their dreams.
Something like dreaming? I don't get that.
Not thing with Watchman where they walk through the door and then she could not float around in the real life. No, but when they can choose what to do in their dreams, I'm sure it's called lucid dreaming or something.
That was behind her eyes. Behind her eyes, but that wasn't.
Obviously,
real.
You can't come in the real life and float around. Well, I mean, you might not.
She swapped bodies with somebody.
Well, give away the fucking handy. But I'm sure it's something. I read a fact. It's something called lucid dreaming. Anyway, look, don't worry about that. I did me stand up. I can still do stand up. It was quite nice. The audience were lovely. However, the night before, I was out with me mates and some friends of friends came into the pub half cut and people started talking about different stuff.
Is this the story that you deliberately didn't tell us and you said I'm gonna wait until the podcast?
I was so one of the guys, right, let's call him John. His name was not John,
right?
John is a friend of a friend, don't really know him, but he's talking about sort of exploits he's having at the minute. He's a single lad. He's on the old
Tinder.
The old Tinders, right, and that, lovely. And all Bumble and all them things, right? And he's meeting up with ladies, right? And he's talking about, you know, he's getting a bit into what's going on, right? And I wasn't aware until this moment, and I don't know if you were aware, and I really want to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
Are you aware that inflating people's bum holes is a thing?
Oh, God. That sounds really dangerous. Is that a thing, like, that's what happening?
Right. So first of all, rewind a bit.
Right.
You're just you're picturing just air hose pumping air into someone's
torn mouth.
Right. No. The air doesn't go in. Sorry. It's a thing goes in which inflates bigger. So we're talking like something that might be a small butt plug, but it's attached to a hose, and you put it in and then you pump it, and as the plug is in there, it expands the arse.
Right.
I'm not talking about filling you're not filling someone up like a tire. But everyone listening, jeez, don't do that. You will literally murder someone.
Right.
But I didn't know this was a thing.
Okay.
So there, he goes, oh yeah, so I had these girls, this last round, I was at this hotel, he's the various stories, and he was like, I'd use me arse inflator. And I'm like, sorry? He's like, yeah, use me arse inflator.
So vanilla.
It's just, I couldn't believe it. So it goes in.
What's the purpose of it?
It's like a, you know, like a vibrator or a dildo or a butt plug or anything else you use, but it goes in and you make it bigger.
Is it right? Okay.
And it makes your bum bigger.
Oh. And then does he then?
I don't know.
Or is it just stays in?
I was so.
Look at each other for a bit.
Or does he look at the machine and go, oh, 480, yeah, good. Like when you're getting your blood pressure taken. Oh yeah, you've scored well there, I'll put you on the leaderboard. Next!
Not to be, I don't know, I mean, listen, each to their own. I think sexual preferences is completely, you know, don't ever be shamed about what you like. If you like it, then go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I would
but
like
I reserve, that. But I reserve the right to take the piss out of it, to take the piss out of all of these things. I'm always going to do that. I feel like there's a lot of admin involved in pumping someone's arse up. I feel like the throes of passion don't exist.
That's my thing,
when you're
right?
Plugging your
that's right.
Arse inflator
this is the
in.
Thing. To me, sex, I think it's enjoyable when it's like passionate and dare I say fast. Not fast like we talked about this, the 2-hour long sessions.
You want fast sex, you've come the right guy.
Mate, I married you. Yeah, but I just find the 2 hour long sessions of I'd rather have more, like frequently, rather than just like let's make love.
But I think
all day long. Yeah. Let's actually do it. Get about with day. Maybe do it later on.
I don't understand at what point of the I'm going to sound like an old man here, but the kissing and the cuddling yeah. and the removing clothes, you know, and the, you know, moving over the bed, and then there are 2 seconds. I'm just going to open this case and get out my arse inflator, like a baddie in a film assembling a rifle.
Why did we bypass all of the vibrators?
Scope, silencer, magazine. Lean out the window, find me target. For fuck's sake, man.
Yeah, it's not. I don't really.
So it's like, I found that out on Friday night, and it took me until about half an hour before we started recording a day to Google it.
Right, okay.
I was frightened.
What's it
I
called?
I was actually frightened to Google it. He kept saying it was called the Arse Inflator 8000, but I think he was joking. Right? Because I've checked and it doesn't go above a 6. No, I genuinely was so frightened of Googling it. I considered buying a really cheap laptop and Googling
Why?
It. And
Why are you scared of Googling it?
I was just worried about Googling arse inflation.
Why?
It just felt like a weird thing. It just felt like, you know, computers and algorithms and all that. What if next time I go on, I'm in a hotel, I'm you, and I go on and look at a bit normal porn and it gives us bloody arse hot air balloons and that?
Babe, I'd hate to tell you. I don't know whether we're just a bit boring.
I think we are. But then again, there's another level of inflating people's bums. I mean, all the lads were talking about it. Oh my God.
Anybody else go, oh, I'm eating my last two of that?
No, I did. Everyone was equally shocked and enthralled. I mean, it was a hell of a story. It was enthralling because it was. But one of the lads phoned another one of my mates, joking about it the other day. Mm-hmm. My mate picked up his phone. He went, hello. My other mate went, all right, mate, you bought your arse inflator yet? He was on speakerphone with his wife and kids in the car.
Oh, God. Of course he was. Oh, it's half term, man. It's bloody half term. God's sake. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What is your beef?
Sorry, what did you say?
I don't know how you can have a beef with me because I have been an absolute delight.
You are actually. I've had to take out all of the actual real beef that we've been fucking arguing about properly for worry of A, making everyone out there think you're a total bastard, and B, actually getting genuinely divorced. We'll go straight. I've got a bit more of a jovial beef. Nothing real that we've been arguing about recently. But also, no medieval torture this week because we've decided that the arse inflator basically covered all of that. Okay, so do you want to go first for beefs or shall I go first?
You go first.
Okay. So, your general hypocrisy around the house irritates us quite a lot.
Right, okay.
Different things you do, different things you claim, and then you do something even worse. Oh. We all know what hypocrisy is. Uh-huh. And we are all aware, and if you're not aware, if this is the first time listening to this podcast, Rosie has a little slogan that she likes to say in the kitchen, which is, bin stinks.
We've talked
about before, bin stinks. You took that slogan to another level the other day, where at a different part of the kitchen, you sniffed and said these words, something, somewhere, stinks.
What was it?
Don't know. But you look at me like, I now need to solve it. Like, it's now, here's your quest.
Hang on, I got in my car after you yesterday in the driver's seat.
That was offensive.
How'd you fart it though?
I don't know, but you
something
can't just
had happened.
Get in your,
or your feet were smelly
car,
or something.
Like, it smelled. I had my fucking shoes on. I'm not a smelly person.
It smelled weird.
I'm not a smelly person.
You're not, absolutely, but honestly.
Alan Partridge says in the Alan Partridge book, I'm a keen cleanser. Right? Very keen cleanser.
That is true about you.
Honestly. But yeah, you went, something, somewhere, stinks. And you looked at me as if to go, go on, boy, go get it. Go see what this thing is.
Well, do you know what else it could have been? What? Where was I? The kitchen? Mm. Not upstairs now, a bedroom where you left Rave Snappy for 3 days.
That wasn't me. That's written down on here. That was you. So you go on about stuff stinking and you left a pissy nappy under your side of the bed
for
3 days.
I didn't take it off him.
It was you.
You took it off him. You bathed him and put it and
I
ended
put
up
them
under
in the
bed.
Bin or I take them downstairs. That was one you did. You either did it in the morning.
Absolutely.
If you did it in the morning, that means it was there for 5 days plus.
No, I never change his. I don't change his nappy upstairs. I change it downstairs.
Alright, well, you saw it the day before, then you didn't pick it up, so you're going on about
stuff.
But then you're leaving nappies lying around.
But then I picked it and took it downstairs today.
Hypocrite.
Right, my beef with you, it's going to upset you a little bit.
I'm bringing on, I'm not scared.
It's sort of a beef/ick.
Oh, God.
I don't like your new sunglasses.
The ones that fold?
The ones that fold up.
Why don't you like them?
Because every time you wear them, you're literally like, look how cool these are. Makes us want to die.
Can't believe this.
So you just bought a new pair of sunglasses. On, like, structural, properly, like, properly, they look quite nice.
Right.
But they come in a little tiny little box, right? And then, so you got, like you know when people have their bikes that go down really small? they're exactly like that. So you've the arms fold in half, and then you fold them in.
And then you fold them at the bridge of the
then
nose.
Then the bridge of the nose folds. Yeah. Oh, I hate them.
Wow. Wow.
I hate the way you get them out of the box, and you just fold it all open.
I don't believe this.
I just know how much you are doing it going, these are mint.
I am. I swear to God, I am. I take them off, right? And people are glancing over. I take them off, God. And I go, and they're ready to have their world fucking rocked. What are you expecting here, mate? Fold two arms in. Think again, loser. Eh? Watch this arm in half. Watch this other arm in half. God. Fold it in there in a third. Oh, what's that? The bridge of the nose? Fold it again.
Ick.
Go to me pocket. These are boom.
Got a tiny little box.
Yeah, you go into the tiny little box like and you close me. It. It's good. Feel like I got that bad lad inflated.
No, I mean, they're nice when they're on. It's just the process of putting them on with chair. Makes us wanna die.
So dramatic, so ridiculous. And do you know what? Jealous. You are jealous.
No,
you're jealous that
me.
You don't have glasses yep. that fold not once, not twice, not thrice, not fourths, but fives. Five times the folders.
Fice.
Five times the folding in one cool package. You are so jealous. You're pathetic.
Don't want them.
Pathetic. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, you beautiful people, if you would like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Maybe you've heard a story that sparked off another little story in your head and you think, ooh, that's similar to that. Oh, that reminds us of that. Send it in. Send with your icks. Send with your beefs. Send with all kinds. And also, if you would like to be in the audience Ooh. For our TV show, all of the info for that is on our, is it on your bio?
Not yet, but it will be by the time we do this.
You know, it's on my Twitter. I posted the thing out, SRO audiences or whatever. Yeah. If you want to be in the audience for the Chris and Rosie Ramsey Show Series 2, now on BBC One, by the way, if you want to be in the audience for that, for free, come down, have a hell of a night in London with us. It was absolutely brilliant, the last series, though. Some of the best nights out I think I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Phenomenal. And also, if you've got any beefs with each other, with your partner, yeah. you can air them on live television.
You can air them on live telly. We will mediate. You know, we may get you to pick your nose with your girlfriend's middle toe on the couch who was even on there? What episode was that?
Was it Martin?
Might be Martin McCutcheon, I'm not sure. Anyway, and if you've got anything for Ickles or I go, do you own something? Does your partner, what is it? Does someone you love own something you
That's
hate?
That's the one.
Get on there. If you want to get involved in the show, it would be lovely. Now, what we got?
Hello. When I was 16, I needed surgery. It just says a surgery.
Jesus, keep it light.
Needed surgery.
Fucking hell.
It was planned and I was mentally ready apart from one worry.
Uh-huh.
I was scared I would get a boner whilst asleep and being operated on, as I often woke up in the night with morning glory and was currently going through that weird phase all lads go through where you're just terrified of getting boners in random places.
Can I just say that they should have considered Chris Ramsey's erection protection?
This is linked perfectly to your new company, to be honest with you. He was terrified of getting boners in random places, and a group of surgeons laughing at me whilst asleep was akin to getting a boner in math class in my young, feeble mind. That's such a shame.
To be fair, that's so, yeah.
It's embarrassing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would be. And, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can when you're not anaesthetic, but fair enough.
Who knows? Now, this surgery was on my leg, so I knew I had to wear a gown and underpants. I also knew the gown would likely be removed, so I did the only rational thing. Before I was put to sleep ready for surgery, I put on 12 pairs of boxer shorts, which kind of looked like a nappy when I was done.
12? What? I love that. I love the idea that he got a 10 and went, two more.
Two more is going to, needs to be done. Anyway, the surgery went well, but to this day, I still hate myself for caring more about that than the pressing issue at hand.
I absolutely can get on board with that.
16, man.
I totally, totally feel your pain. And I 100% understand. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing I'd have been shit myself about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Wow. You know, before I did a bungee jump in Falaraki when I was 16. And
60? Were you only 16?
Yeah.
And they let you do a bungee jump?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why they let us. I don't know why.
I don't know why you did it.
I don't know why I went. I don't know why my mum and dad let me go. I don't know why they let us do the bungee jump. A lot of things I don't know about that whole day. Terrifying, awful. Just loads of big men everywhere drinking and fighting, and I was scared. Horrible. Genuinely, two of the worst weeks of my entire life.
Yeah. 2 weeks?
2 weeks I went for. Absolutely horrible.
We discussed that. That's
horrible.
2 weeks. Your mum and dad let you go abroad for 2 weeks when you were 16.
To Falaraki just after Falaraki just club after reps fucking show had been
Falaraki's,
on.
What was it called?
Club reps.
Club reps,
club
yeah.
Reps. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Horrible.
Oh, my word.
So I was standing in the little cage thing ready to do the bungee jump.
Why did they let you? I'm so confused. Anyway.
I don't know, I'll be fucking letting our kids. But I was standing in the little cage thing because it was basically a crane above a swimming pool.
Oh, mate, I know exactly where. Listen, you're talking of Rhodes.
Did you work in Rhodes?
Alumni here.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I stood in the thing and I tied my shorts so tight that I couldn't get them undone when I got off. And I'm tying it, I'm putting like 6 or 7 knots and I'm pulling it. And the guy at the top, he was like, you know, everyone who works abroad at that age is a cockney. He's like, mate, he's like, shorts aren't going to come off, mate. I was like, well, they might. And oh my God.
For some reason, I thought he might be Greek.
I had to walk.
No, is he not?
What, doing the bungee jump in the pool?
Yeah,
no.
True.
I had to walk all the way back up the Bar Street and Club Street, all the way back to my hotel right at the other end. And it was, my pants were so tight. I couldn't get the hat, cut the shorts off when I got back.
Oh no.
I couldn't undo the knots.
What was it like, the bungee jump?
Best part of the holiday. Best part of the holiday. The slingshot and the bungee jump, the two best parts of the holiday. Oh. The rest of it was just avoiding getting knocked out by some massive bloke.
I'm so obsessed with watching videos of people on slingshots
and the slingshot.
And fainting.
Oh.
Like, they're horrendous. I can't believe they're still legal.
Do they still do them? I thought they were gone.
I think so.
One snapped recently. It was terrifying video.
Oh, listen, you'll never get me on nout like that. No. And if the bands like stuff like that, I'm going to be telling them the statistics of everyone who's died on them.
What fun, ma'am.
Don't care. Don't care. Hate them. Absolutely not. Never. Nah.
Okay.
Just let you know.
I think you should do them in character as well when you tell them statistic Sally.
I'll make one up.
Yeah, just a character who just tells you, you're enjoying that, are you? Basically, you're just statistic Sandra. Not be your mum. Sweetness, might as well have some sugar. Bye. Thanks for ruining that little pleasure for us. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want a little ick?
Always.
I haven't had an ick for a while. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have an ick for you. Personally, I don't agree with this, but I just found it quite funny, right?
Right.
My boyfriend just fainted whilst we were out in public today, and it was an instant ick.
Oh, that's so unfair. Why did he faint?
Well, right.
Oh. Fucking talk about victim blaming. Jesus.
I've never really thought about it before, but isn't fainting such a girly thing to do?
Oh, what year
Chris,
is it?
Gone right off him now.
Gone right off him.
poor bloke can't even faint.
He's fainted.
He's literally, do you know why you faint? Do you know why you faint?
Why?
Because your body's in so much pain. Uh-huh. So it
switches off.
It just switches off.
Yeah, yeah.
The poor lad's literally in so much
pain. Or he's like, oh, it's like a blood to the head, isn't it?
So yeah,
it's
yeah,
either
yeah.
It's either your body's switching off because you're in so much pain, or it's, so what did he, why did he faint? Does she say it?
It doesn't say, but it's now wow. He feels all sorry for himself and says he's going to start taking sugar cubes out with him in case he feels
right, so he had it. Right, so it was a sort
of. He's had low blood sugar.
Like a low blood sugar-ish kind of, yeah.
All I keep picturing is him flopping to the floor, arms and legs all limp, and it's putting me right off. My question is, if Chris fainted in public, would you get down beside him and check he was okay and comfort him, or would you walk away and give him a call in 5 minutes or so to meet up again?
Is that what she
I'll
did?
Be doing the latter next time. Unless oh he faints God. All the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not being funny. If you fainted all the time, I'd be like, how well?
But that's just it might be a serious condition.
I know, but even if me mate faint all the time, I'd be like, fucking, how well then? Yeah, she is. No, she's fine. She's fine. She's not pissed. She faints all the time. It pisses off just for the actual fainting. My sister used to faint all the time.
Yeah.
I made a song about it. It was ridiculous. I can't remember the song. But right. She fainted all the time.
Right.
And because she's just... was that kind. She hated blood, so she'd see anyone's blood and she was like,
oh, God.
But I've got to say, like, if you fainted, I would genuinely be, like, worried.
Yeah.
Because it's like collapsing, isn't it?
It's but the, not just... it's the same word for the exact thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Different I word think for the he's exact done same
it.
Thing.
I think he's done it really, like, I'm gonna go. And then I can understand the ick for that, but other than that...
And now he's taking out sugar cubes like a little pony.
Poor lad.
Some can't of these icks are ridiculous. No, you can't. It's see that, and do you know what it is? That's old-fashioned sexism, is what that
it
is.
It is, actually,
that's
isn't it?
A man should be a man. You know, Tony Soprano, Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type. That's that. That's like, you shouldn't faint, you're a man. It's fucking bullshit. I'm going to faint all the time now.
You would, you know. You would.
I would faint.
You get a little alarm on
I'd
you.
I'd faint to get at the front of the queue for something.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you actually?
I went to go to a restaurant with mates in London the other week. There was a 2-hour queue outside. And if someone had said, if you faint, you'll get at the front, I'd have fucking...
But what would that do?
Got us to the front.
They'd send you... you must need a 5-course dinner.
That's exactly what I need.
And 3 pounds of lager.
Yeah.
Because you don't know...
I've got low alcohol and Michelin star food levels.
Sir, do you know what you need? You need to go back to bed. Your hotel's that way. Uber? Like, why would that get fainting
my
to
guess,
get into a restaurant?
Well,
would not
they might
get
go,
you
oh,
front.
We need to get him in. We need to sit him down. Oh, okay, just sit you down. Where we sit you? Till for 5. What? Just sit there. Yeah. We'll go. Yeah. Oh, I think I'll just have
better.
A starter. I'll just have a starter. And then dessert menu, the lot. And then there we go. And then I've got a broken nose, but, you know, 2 hours early. Happy days.
It might get you backstage, because there's been stories about that before, hasn't there?
People fainting getting backstage.
Well, I think that, I don't know whether they're like... not old wives' tales, but just bullshit where people
would
say, like,
oh,
someone I know, my friend of a friend, fainted and then had to go sit backstage, and then bloody Elvis Presley walked past and said,
which friend of a friend have you spoke to who fainted at an Elvis Presley gig? When was this?
I made that up.
So, in this scenario, this hypothetical scenario, the only person, the only pop star you could think of who would be backstage anywhere was Elvis fucking Presley. I mean, aim high.
Why did you pick
Elvis?
I don't know.
What are we waiting for?
Because I was thinking of just old... It wouldn't happen now.
Right, okay.
Wouldn't happen one of our gigs.
Think, oh, someone's fainted.
Harry Styles letting people sit in his vicinity backstage. I fucking doubt
it.
Hold
on. It fucking happened to us. We went and saw someone who passed out at the show, at the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show.
We bloody did.
Oh, she didn't pass out. She tripped on a step outside and fucking smashed her arm. And we went out
and
we
went to
see her. The TV studios, yeah.
The little
she was pretending. Hey, I tell you, hey, if you're listening, love, we're on to you. Yeah, there was no wrong with you.
No, your game.
You're bringing your fake blood down. I'm joking.
She was actually really sweet.
Yeah, and she was dead canning. She
genuinely really hurt herself.
Oh, so it is a thing. There you go, it is a thing.
All right, there you go, Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis started it. We can't claim to take it. Elvis started that.
Elvis with my head
one
is not
fucking
yet.
Pop star you can think of. Elvis. In my head, I had Foo Fighters because it sounds like a Dave Grohl cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Turned out it was a me cool thing to do because I did it.
There you go. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was listening to episode 172. Oh, can't remember what happened. And I worryingly found more than one topic you chatted about resonated with me. Firstly was Chris's Builder Mug sponsor and jingle, which I now have stuck in my head.
Yep.
We all have our Stranger / Builder mugs, but my friend has taken this a step further. He was so particular about his Stranger mug that he gave to workies that his partner, as a joke, had a mug made with Stranger mug in huge letters printed across the front. He now boldly gives this to any stranger who enters his home and he doesn't give a fuck about how awkward it is.
Fucking love it. That's amazing. Stranger mug. Mm-hmm. That work, is
work
amazing.
Mug.
Builder's mug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Secondly, was Rosie's creepy hair appointment. I don't remember what creepy hair appointment I had. Can't remember. I had a similar experience when getting my hair done at a new salon. Whilst having my hair washed, the hairdresser asked if I would like a head massage. I thought this was quite considerate, as most hairdressers just tend to go for it whilst washing your hair. So I appreciated her asking. Mm. I said, yes, please, and expected her to get cracking as she conditioned my hair. This is not what happened. This is so something.
She's gone to a posh one. She's gone to a posh one.
No, I just feel like this would happen to me and I'd come home and you'd go, what is your life?
Right, okay.
She then put a towel around me, so I thought she decided to sack off the massage. But no, she guided me to a seat in the middle of the really busy salon and told me to relax, shut my eyes and imagine I was on the beach. Then she embarked on what was the longest, most awkward, least relaxing massage of my life, as every time I tried to squint open my eyes, she could see me in the mirror and told me to shut them again. It was awful.
In the middle of the
literally place. In the middle, in the chair, in the middle of the salon.
Nah. Just do it at the sink.
Shut your eyes. Shut your eyes.
Just do it and at the sink. I've had one of them before.
Yeah, they're
the
lovely,
sink.
Aren't they?
They're nice. Amazing. As they do it, I feel like going, right, how many fingers have you got? Because it feels like you've got 40. Mm. They've got this thing of making it feel like their whole hand is like sort of wrapped around your head.
It's sometimes quite nice when you get one with really long nails and they're just like... Do you know
but
I mean?
Yeah, I've had them now and then. But yeah, I wouldn't be moved. I would if they were like, "Oh, you need to come and sit." I'd be like, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter." But I've said before, the hairdressers I go to near our house, mm-hmm. they always kick off because they always say, "Do you want a cup of tea or coffee?" And I go, "Absolutely not." And the notes because I know there'll just be hairs in it.
Yeah,
there's always it's like, but they're not bothered. They're completely immune to hairs. It's crazy. But they always like, "Do you want a tea or coffee?" And I'm like, "No, there'll be hairs in it." They won't. They fucking will.
Hairdressers are like cats, you know, when they just like vomit up hairballs and that.
Well. So did you not see that video recently that went viral? Do you know the hairs sometimes go into their skin like spelks and have
and
to squeeze them out?
And can cause like ingrown hairs and
yeah,
that, but it's not.
Yeah, have to squeeze them out.
It's not
their
hair.
It's yeah.
other people's hair.
I saw one recently of someone and they had their fingers, you know, the webbing in between mm-hmm. your fingers down at the where your knuckles are, the base mm-hmm. of your fingers, and they were squeezing there and little black hairs were coming out and
is
it wasn't
something,
their hairs.
Is this something you can YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
There's me sort of. What do you put in?
Gone.
Hairdressers.
You put an arse inflator, brackets.
I've already looked at that. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Senor Chris and Senorita Rosa.
Wow.
Don't know why someone's put that.
That's what they've put.
Mm-hmm.
Don't read it. I'm joking.
Please keep me anonymous. Recently had to do some work in student accommodation kitchen and after being let in by what seemed like a studious looking lad, not a lad's lad, oi oi type typical sort of Geordie Shore type, you
okay,
know, made
so
in
like,
Essex
you know,
and all
like
that
a student-y
kind of.
Looking smart,
yeah.
well turned out little fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I went in the kitchen to start working under the kickboard, so I'm guessing this guy is a plumber,
or joiner, or flooring, or yeah, yeah, yeah. Kickboard being
industry,
the, yeah,
sort of person.
Handyman. Handy. Kickboard being the bit under your cupboards.
Yes,
the bit.
We know what kickboards
just
are.
Just in case anyone doesn't.
Mm. 2 minutes later, the gentle lad walks in holding something in his hand and goes over the sink to start cleaning something. We got chatting about him being at uni and what he was studying, and it was only then that he turned to me with the item in his hand, and it was.
I know what this was. I've got two guesses. Mm-hmm. It was either a bong or a fleshlight.
It was a fleshlight.
Yes!
I tried not to stare at this thing in front of me, which he may have been using just before I arrived, and he is washing his used spunk out of it whilst I am there.
At the kitchen fucking sink, by the way.
The question about this is this the ultimate alpha male move whilst I am doing some work and me working on the floor and him stood up over showing some dominance with his fleshlight?
Uh-huh.
Or Does he just have no shame at all and thought, oh, okay, I know what I need to do this morning, clean up my own jizz. It's not a shared kitchen, by the way. They're all self-catered rooms with ensuite kitchen bathrooms.
Well, that's why he's got some money for a fleshlight then.
How much are them?
Well, I imagine they're not cheap.
Mm. Weird though, that, innit?
Really fucking
like,
weird.
I think that's a sort. I think that is a dominant sort of move.
Got fucking Jeffrey Dahmer written all over it.
Yes.
He's unsuspicious. Uh-huh. He's not an alpha. Uh-huh. He's well turned out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, quiet lad. Well, by the way, I'm just washing our lass in the sink here.
It's awful, isn't it?
Have you met me wife? Sorry, she's just got out of the bath.
Put a robe on.
Say hello, darling. No, she's shy. Come on, back to the room, darling.
Oh, God.
Horrible little perv.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want a little lick?
Another lick, yeah.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. I hope this email finds you well.
Yeah, decent.
Are you well?
Half decent, thank you.
I have a weirdly specific ick about my husband. It's definitely an ick instead of a beef, because when he does it, I instantly think we can't have sex ever again.
Wow.
My ick is when something isn't working, say like a games console or like a remote control.
So one of his things. Mm. Something for his enjoyment, yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. He'll blow into the disc hole, and honestly, the moment that leaves his mouth, all the desire leaves my body. I know Chris will say, that's ridiculous. What, you don't want things that work? No, sorry, I'd rather bin it and buy a new one.
Right.
So I kind of get where she's coming from. So do you know when something's broke and you have to like blow in it?
Yes.
Because this is what we do with technology, isn't it?
Yes.
Because we don't know how it works properly. So you either turn it on and off from the source, and then you pick it up and you blow into the holes. And you do that. I've seen you do that.
Right.
To ick.
Yeah. But I mean, if he's getting stuff, if he's fixed it, what does she want him to do?
I don't think it's fixed it, though. I don't think it's done anything.
Well, apparently, I read a thing recently that, you know, like Sega Mega Drive and stuff, how people would take the cartridge out and blow.
Yeah.
And then put it back in and it would work.
Right.
It was nothing to do with the blowing. It was just the fact that you took it out and put it back in. It was nothing to do with the blowing.
Right. He's obviously a Sega Mega Drive guy.
Yeah. But fucking, like, again, what's he supposed to do? Go and get a leaf blower? Put the hairdryer on, you'd find some. Do you know what it is? It's because, this is a problem with wives sometimes. It's because he's fixing the thing that he wants for his enjoyment, right? And sometimes you can't bear that we are just enjoying ourselves on our own without you.
Are you on crack cocaine right now?
No. Two different drugs, I think, but carry on.
Love when you go and enjoy things. You follow me round this house like a little fucking limpet. You don't leave us alone. Are you taking the piss? I went up to bed the other night to watch telly because I just wanted to watch Million Dollar List in LA, right? And you don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Robin wanted to fall asleep in our bed because half term. I was like, yeah, I'll say to you, I'm going to go upstairs to watch your telly. Uh-huh. Are you all right? Is everything all right? Yes, absolutely fine. I just want to sit in my bed and watch telly without you. Came downstairs to get a drink. Are you all right? Are you all right? Is everything all right?
I thought I was in trouble.
Honestly, if you blew on your consoles, I would love that. Leave me alone. Don't let yous enjoy console. Things. You're trying to get it to be JJ. Your Sunday morning hobby.
Yeah.
No.
You do.
You went last night, absolutely. 8 till 9. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely. You had a great time. You're going tomorrow, 11 till 1. Fantastic.
I went, first of all, I'm glad you know my timetable. You're actually listening. Before I went to BJJ last night, you did actually say, do you not want to just sack it off and go in the hot tub? You actually said
because
that.
Because you fixed the hot tub, because it was literally working last night.
I wanted
to get in. I thought, I'm not wasting time on my own.
Me from having fun.
Stopping me from having fun. I wanted to go in the hot tub.
And on yourself, man.
We haven't had the hot tub on, you know, for months.
Nah,
and
pointless.
I've really
we've, got, we've got 2-year-olds.
I've really missed. I know.
We'll put it on for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Put it on for Easter so the kids can have a turn in it.
Yeah.
As soon as he goes back to school, it's going off again.
What?
Fucking waste of time, waste of money, waste
it
of electricity.
It is a waste of money when you just have it on all the time. But I've really, really missed it. I'm looking forward to getting back
in it. When we get our lives back a bit, when Rafe's a bit older, you know, takes the shine off a hot tub when you've got to have a fucking baby monitor at the side of it.
Yeah.
Run out, get out and go and fucking put his dummy back in his cot, soaking in the whole house.
That is
my ankles in the kitchen on the tiles.
Robin ruins the experience of it when he literally jumps in and then he runs around the garden thinking he's mint naked and then
gets
comes in, back
in
and he's got loads of fucking grass on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Tell you what.
It's not fun.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a couple of stories from my life as a synchronized swimmer.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever spoken to a synchronized swimmer before.
I don't know anyone who can synchronize swim.
Wow. She and said, they're sending these on their own?
Huh?
And these are from just one person. They haven't all chipped in.
No, just one person who's...
Okay, I'm not that impressed anymore.
They're allowed to do things on their own, you know.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. Says you.
It says, my life as a synchronized swimmer. Well, hobby it is. So I don't think it was that. Okay. Full job. Okay. That happened within a couple of weeks of each other, so shows the true non-glamorous side of the sport.
Tell you what, right?
What?
That is one hobby where you really are dropping someone in it if you're not coming that day on it. That is, you are really fucking shitting on everyone if you're not coming. Oh, I can't make it. Oh, for fuck. Oh!
We'll be all off.
Yeah. How was synchronized swimming today, Chris? Well, what? Swimming, you mean? Because those cunts didn't turn up. I was swimming. Yeah, like a right knob in the middle of the pool.
Just did 20 lengths instead.
It's not got the same effect when I'm just spinning round upside down, my legs in the air. I'm like, right, twat.
Right. What, do you want to hear the story?
100%.
One week in training, we were doing a proactive swim of a routine as we had a competition the week after. Okay. When diving in, you don't have long to get into the water, so I ended up diving in on top of the girl in front of me. When I dived in, my finger went up the girl's bum. So there you go. Jesus. Fast forward to the competition and I lend the same girl a spare nose clip right. as we like to have two each in case one falls off.
Right.
Halfway through the day, she said she had lost one in a costume change and needed another one off of another team member. Fast forward to the end of the day, she handed back the nose clip to our teammate and took off her costume. And there she finds a nose clip that I had lent her earlier in her vagina. Safe to say I didn't want it back. All I say is it's a good job that we are very good friends. Thank you very much.
What a ridiculous hobby. Oh my God. It's a fucking carnage.
It's absolute shit show, isn't it? Like, just fucking, hello, everyone in the pool. Oh, sorry. Don't even get paid for this.
Hey, by the way, sorry I stuck my finger up your ass there. Would you like to borrow a nose clip? Yes, I would.
Where'd you keep them? There it is. We watched it one year.
That was such fast fire filth from that synchronized swimmer.
Honestly, have you seen them, man? They're very fast.
I mean, they're incredible. I mean,
didn't we watch it? When was it on, man? It must have been during lockdown because I remember everyone talking about.
Yeah.
Whereas normally nobody, no disrespect, synchronized.
Well, it's one of them things, innit? I don't mean to shit on it, but it's really impressive. But
it's so. I was hooked.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
It was so impressive. But the shit is right. They have to get in really quick.
Yeah.
Like. It's like watching a school of fish, boom, 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 all jumping in.
I've noticed recently, actually, because mm-hmm. we went to a swimming gala for our son, Robin, right?
Oh,
we
yeah.
a little swimming gala.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was watching, I think I watched a couple of clips of some divers on Instagram, because mm-hmm. I think my phone heard swimming and diving and started playing
Great.
And stuff. You could tell the really good swimmers at the swimming gala, they get out of that pool fast as fuck.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they only swim fast because they pretend something's chasing them.
Right.
And when they get to the end, they're still pretending. They're like, I've got to get out or he'll get us.
Oh.
I think that's how they do it.
I don't think that's a thing.
I think it is.
I think swimming makes you really strong. Mm. And I think they were just a lot older than Robin.
Yeah.
And they could get out really fast.
No.
I've told you when I used to swim, man, how mental
so
it was.
So do you have to get out really quick? Is that the thing? They'll get to one end and they're like, jumping out. I was like, where you got to be? You've like at least enjoy the water for a minute.
I didn't get out really quick. There's rules,
divers
though.
On certain
swims, you've got to stop with. You've got to finish with two hands. You can't just finish with one hand. Breaststroke, you have to finish with two hands or you get disqualified.
So if you put one hand on, you get disqualified?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So strange.
It was swimming. I used to swim for South Tyneside when I was younger. Mm. Don't know if you guys know that. We're abroad.
Before or after Rhodes?
It was long before Rhodes.
Okay, yeah.
I stuck at it a lot longer than I thought I would have
because
I don't stick at hobbies for very long.
No.
So, I mean, this is my longest job.
Was it something to do with food? It was something to do with food.
So,
wasn't it?
Basically.
Cafeteria food and sweets.
Well, because you were working so hard, I'd get chips and gravy whenever I wanted. My mum would make his tuna pasta. I could eat it at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And also, we used to eat cubes of jelly that hadn't been dissolved yet.
Yeah, it
was great. It was absolutely
class. I thought it would have been something
like that. Yeah. But I was explaining to you about when you did galas and obviously everyone's cheering. Mm-hmm. So all the mums and dads are watching and everyone's like, come on, yeah. And when you're in the water, you can't really hear anything. But when you come up, you can hear it and then you're back in the water.
Yeah.
Really weird where your head goes to when you're doing them kind of things.
I can imagine. So it's just like...
Yeah. It's and it's
chips and gravy. Fucking
Dad, get in the queue. I want ketchup.
That's like when you turn your head to breathe, you're shouting your cafe order to your dad. Chips and gravy. Smiley faces. Turkey drummers.
Beans. Jelly.
Non-set jelly. I said too much of a word. One hand disqualified.
That was awesome. Really odd, cool. Really odd, like, really odd emotions.
A lot of effort to be a good swimmer.
It really is. And that's the thing, because everyone's cheering you on, you've got to go faster. But running faster is easier than swimming faster.
Swimming's so
hard. To swim fast is really, really hard.
Yeah, fair play. I mean, obviously I shat on synchronized swimming because it is, you know, largely pointless, but very impressive. And anyone who can do any kind of competitive swimming, fucking animals, beasts, the physique on them. No. Present company accepted.
Never left us.
And I mean, don't, you are not in this. You are
no,
not
thank
in this.
You.
I
thank
mean,
you.
The ones,
I'll take that.
You know, high level Olympians.
Swim last.
Yeah.
No, swim last.
No. Oh, God, here we go. Tasting my own medicine, and it tastes like unset jelly. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. If you would like to come and see our show, bring your beefs. Tickets are free.
That's
apply for them.
The Chris and Was Ramsey show is the one we're talking about.
Chris and Was Ramsey show, sorry, not the tour. You're just annoyed that I didn't start with thank you for listening to this week's episode.
Honestly, I don't like change. It's really upsetting.
It is part of the Acast Creator Network. Don't forget
it. It is, and thank you for listening. Back to that, if you want to be on the show, it goes where I go. Or you want to be in the audience, you want to have your beef, or the information's on my socials, kicking about somewhere. We'll start filming.
Check the bio,
comes
guys.
On, yeah, it comes on in May. We'll start filming in May. So get involved. It'd be lovely to see you there. Thank you so much. We'll be back yes, next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.